French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is duck. A man was in the restaurant for lunch just the other day and enjoyed his meal very much, but wanted to know why no restaurants serve duck anymore. Well, I had to fight back a smile because just the very night before, we had cooked a charity fundraising dinner and had cooked 60 pounds of it. It wasn't the Long Island roast duck à l'orange of his memory's desire. We served a braised duck stew with many Asian elements and one Peruvian one. You know me, I like to mix it up a little. The dish is one I created and baptized Duck Bang Bang. This is my New World take on Chinese Peking-style duck. I make it with the meaty Moulard variety ducks that are raised out in Sonoma, California. I have never put this recipe in a cookbook in that it is a two-day affair to prepare it. In the end, the meat is falling off the bones tender, shredded, and enhanced with many vegetables, zest of oranges, and chilies, and then packed into ginger scallion pancakes. Ducks were domesticated rather late in history. This was probably due to their abundance in the wild and ease of capturing them. The ancient Chinese, Japanese, and Romans kept them in semi-wild state, perhaps knowing that the wild birds taste better than the domesticated ones. They were domesticated by the 15th century in Europe and probably earlier in China. The Egyptians also caught ducks as they paddled among the reeds of the Nile River and then began to raise them in captivity not long after. Returning crusaders gave considerable impetus to the eating of wild ducks in the Middle Ages when they brought back citrus fruits from the Holy Land. Ducks are swimming birds and naturally would consume a lot of fish, and this could create a fishy taste that the fruits would dispel. Duck were more often cooked in homes than birds like geese for practical reasons alone. It was not common for dwellings with ovens large enough to cook geese. In Charles Dickens' beloved tale, A Christmas Carol, we remember the joy of the children as they came tearing in, screaming that outside the baker's shop where they had smelled the aromas of the cooking birds. It was a goose in that case, but give me a choice between duck and goose and it will be duck. Another memory in closing. We were rushing to get home after Philadelphia's The Book and the Cook Festival. Our cabbie snaked and squirmed through the traffic to the airport. Our sous chef, Rob, who had come up to help us, had been out exploring Philly since early that morning, along with a Chinese-American chef who had been helping us too. Janet and I passed through the security checkpoint with our respective bags. Then the TSA agents working the "we can see right through those bags" cameras suddenly jammed the brakes on the conveyor belt. "What?" they asked Rob, "do you have in that grocery bag, young man?" As I was the designated boss of this crew, I felt the "uh-oh" light go on over my head. Rob was turning red, but then said quietly, "Peking duck, sir. We just got back from Chinatown. I had to get one." The security team laughed and turned the belt back on. And soon, away we flew. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Why, look!